Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's Politically Incorrect podcast topic is Dawn of the Evil Rhinos, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online and help keep the truth online. Heavenly Father, we pray this podcast will reach the ears of those who need to hear it. We pray that the word of God, the word of your word to all of society and all of humanity will spread across the land, will infiltrate those who do not see and those who do not hear, and will save our great nation. We pray for our seated president, Donald J. Trump, that win or lose, whether he succeeds or fails in his quest to retain presidency, that all will be well with him, and that he may continue to inspire our great nation in whatever capacity he's in the following years. We pray to our great nation, all of its citizens, my wonderful podcast listeners, a safe and happy and healthy holiday season. God bless you all, and thank you, Lord, for being with us. Amen. So water is essential to the human body. Today, we have many chemicals that are in our tap and bottled water and causing many health-related challenges. It's crucial to make sure you're consuming clean, super antioxidant drinking water. Our great sponsor shares a water technology that not only helps with inflammation in our body, but also produces the most hydrating water in the world. Go to the link to see the description and learn more about our sponsor's premium water technology. So, folks, tonight the topic is Dawn of the Evil Rhinos. And it's a part one of a series that will be related to, I want to say debunking, but putting forth things that are brought forth by both the Republicans and the Democrats and by third party as well. And as an opening, since we've been granted a little bit of extra time with our shows, at least for now, and we're going back to our 45-minute format, at least for now, I'm going to open up with a future topic, because this is critically important right now, and it has to be brought up. And everyone complains, all the conservatives and religious among us complain about the radical left's fake news, the radical left's announcement, sheer nonsense announcements, the ignorance of the radical left in disregarding the laws, disregarding what is obvious to any human being who can see and hear. But the same holds true for Trump supporters and for the far right and even the middle right, even libertarians. Green Party. You know, just today I was looking at I'm going to start and say this, because this is vitally important, especially when you're on a podcast where someone is trying to educate and enlighten people. I've been through the political system in many ways and shapes. I had scientific and engineering background. I worked in the engineering field. I worked as a director of biomedical engineering for Lower Bucks Hospital near Philadelphia. So I have some talents and some knowledge, and yet my knowledge is questioned. People question, why are you talking about these subjects? You're not a doctor. You're not a nurse. You're not a physicist. You're not a rocket scientist. You know what? I'm going to say this once, and hopefully I'll say it on another podcast at some point. Because I'm tired of people saying that, because some of the most highly regarded individuals with the most letters after their names, most number of degrees and years in business, are the stupidest people in the entire universe. So don't tell me I don't have qualifications. Don't tell the average person that looks on the internet and sees what's going on that you don't have qualifications to be talking about a subject. I'm frankly tired of it. You know, and to start it out, again, this is going to be part of a series that will continue on in the following weeks, in the upcoming weeks, on debunking the news, you know, proving what's news and what's not news. But folks, today on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, this doctor, and I won't mention any names, but everybody's probably seen it who's been on social media, is out there saying, "Oh, look, this is all about don't get the vaccine for the virus because," and the big because was started out, and I could agree. She starts out and she gives her qualifications. She's, you know, 30 years in this and 20 years in that, and an ER physician and this and that, and, you know, a PhD, MD, BBC, AM and FM, and the AM and PM, the whole nine yards. And she starts out saying she would never get this, you know, this vaccine because it's an RNA vaccine. Now, folks, we're going to debunk some things down the road. But there's two reasons I mentioned this woman. Because of all her great qualifications and the fact she's been in the medical field for years and years and years, she starts out with this RNA thing. Now, what they don't tell you in the mainstream media is why a vaccine can come out for this virus so quickly and be so effective, when even the flu vaccine is no greater than 60% effective in a good year and 10% in a bad year. Well, how the hell are you doing that? They don't tell you that it's a brand new concept. It's an RNA vaccine. Folks, you don't know what RNA is. Let's start with DNA. Everybody's heard of DNA, the double helix that makes up human beings. We are all made of human beings. And believe it or not, we are more, our DNA, which makes up who we are, is more virus DNA than anything else. Because over the years, the viruses have incorporated their RNA into our DNA and made us to human beings we are today. They've given us the resistance to themselves. They've provided essentially the RNA vaccines that we're working on now. But when you think about it, why has there not been a vaccine for AIDS or Zika or Lyme disease? Because normal vaccines don't work. Normal vaccines take tens and tens of years, 50, 60 years sometimes, to develop a vaccine. And then the virus changes itself, mutates, and you need a new vaccine. Well, folks, this is what RNA comes in. The RNA in this vaccine becomes part of you. It becomes part of your kids. It becomes part of their kids and their kids down the road. Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Folks, I don't know. This is uncharted territory and the mainstream media is not telling you this. It's a dangerous vaccine. It's a dangerous product. It's dangerous to tamper with the DNA of the human genome. You're changing who you are. And that's why I despise it and won't take that vaccine. So I'm thinking this woman, and we'll talk about these later in the debunkings. So be sure to come back and see us again, because probably next week we'll start on that. All depends on where this election stuff goes. Then this woman goes on and starts talking about 5G and nanoparticles and how they're going to connect your entire body to the internet and upload all your diseases in every place you go. Now, it's a dangerous place to go because she starts with a very important concept. You know, Donald Trump is trying to fight the fraud in this election. And he's going on so many different tangents. And I don't blame him for doing that and for other people for doing that. But there's one key point. The key point is that the election in Pennsylvania, the election in several other states, is fraudulent because The state did not have the state legislature approve their mail-in ballots and other procedures. The voting machines that were used was never approved by their state legislature as a federal constitutional law and state law requires. That one thing alone should be emphasized. That one thing alone is now coming to light. And the same with this virus. You can be believable with the RNA statement, which is incredibly dangerous technology, and they won't tell you about it. But then she totally obliterates any faith I have in this woman, yet other people will believe it, and goes on the QAnon stream that these nanoparticles are going to be transmitters of 5G, and they're going to absorb 5G. It's going to report back to the internet. Folks, it ain't going to happen. As an engineer, as a ham radio operator, knowing RF, knowing the physics I need to know for my job, it ain't happening. Yes, they could implant a chip. It would be a separate procedure. It would not be a vaccine. If they inject a vaccine into your bloodstream, it's going to be drained out in your urine at some point and gone. It's not going to become part of you. The nanoparticles are not going to transmit back. And this woman just lost her credibility totally. You know, and she went on with some other craziness. And yet she's got all these letters after her name and all these years and years in the medical field. Now, for those who are QAnon supporters, a lot of what they say is true. And the 5G is true. Again, as a radio engineer and a scientist, I can tell you that, you know, in the 1950s, the Russians were using 5G modulated in such a manner that it would intercept the brain. You would never even know that you're being brainwashed by the 5G, which is 5 gigahertz of the frequency radiation. So I'm not saying QAnon's wrong. I'm saying this woman's wrong for utilizing that. And now she's made the QAnon theories look stupid too. And made herself look stupid. You see, when we bring these things forward and we share them, now the entire Trump-supporting delegation looks stupid because we're all sharing this stuff. Anyway, the other thing that needs to be brought out is, you know, the support of this movement, and this is going to fall into my rhino category because a lot of people are faulting politicians for being rhinos and right-wing politicians and are saying they're not going to vote. They'll vote Democrats sooner than re-vote the rhinos in. Well, that's just stupid. We'll come into that in a moment. But for those, you know, supporting, you know, Trump's arguments, you know, he has a point. He has a point that these voting machines that were known to be developed strictly to cheat in Venezuela and other countries, the mail-in ballot, that whatever they say, it's cheatable. You know, all of these things are true, but they've not brought forth the truth and the facts. And I'm sure it's out there, and I'm hoping they do. But mainstream media is building it up and building it up. And I'm really hoping that the Trump campaign and Donald Trump has a handle on this because it's worth $1 million. If you can get this into the Supreme Court and has enough evidence, and I know some of the evidence seems pretty rational, I would love to see all those far left-wing liberals crying because, you know, this is not America if our election process is tainted. We're done as a nation. You know, I'd almost rather see online voting. Yeah, I bank online all the time. I buy stuff online. Far more reliable than bailing in a ballot. even more reliable than going to a voting booth where human beings are operating these machines that you're voting on. You know, a proper system using blockchain, you know, and various crypto technologies would be far superior to any mechanical machine that you can buy on the market. So we need to be careful when we're out there and not make fools of ourselves and not pass along information that's not true. And that goes for both sides, because if, you know, we already look like fools on the far religious right, supporters of Donald Trump. The media has made us out to be the clowns, the fools, because we're so strong about our opinions, which I believe are right. But we need to be careful. We need to be more careful because of that, that everything we put out is fact. That brings me to the topic of the night that I'm sure everybody's waiting for eagerly. So one of the things that came up and has been coming up is, why are the Republican, is the Republican Party not supporting Donald Trump? Why is the Republican Party not supporting Trump's attorneys and the fact that the election is flawed, even when they know it is? Why did Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other states allow the state, in violation of the Constitution, the United States of America, and the state constitutions, allow them to, the state authorities and the governors, to shoehorn in election procedures and protocol? How did that ever become? I mean, Pennsylvania has been since 1938. They've allowed the state to rule over the election process, which is illegal. Now, despite what the Democrats will say, there is no statute of limitations for constitutional violation. In effect, every election in the state of Pennsylvania since 1938 has been illegal. But why do the Republicans cave? Why do you have things like, you know, the various groups out there that went up against Donald Trump? Why do you have good Republicans who strongly believe in Donald Trump, believe in the First and Second Amendment rights, the Constitution as a whole? Why are they caving? Why are they not supporting the process? Why do we need to support them even when they don't support us? Now, that's a key element. Because we don't have a third party right now. And if we did, it wouldn't matter. Because whatever party you are, you need to look at the votes. Now, we always get a Republican in the 9th Congressional District in Pennsylvania for the Congress, which was the 11th, but either way, went either way before they gerrymandered the whole thing, it's still a Republican-leaning district. We have a great congressman. For anyone who hasn't heard him speak, look up Dan Muser, 9th Congressional District, Pennsylvania. Dan Muser is the only, no, I have to step back. There are two members of the Congress that I have 100% faith in. Two members of Congress who've stood up to fact, to reality, who stood up to the opponents that would bring our country down, who stood up for what they believe in. Two members of Congress. One was Congressman Lawrence Coughlin, former 13th, I believe, congressional district. It was Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. And the other is Dan Muser, in the 9th Congressional District, who still stands up for what's right. But why? Why don't the others stand up? Well, guess what, folks? If someone in a county or a district that has 50-50 representation, Democrat and Republican, and a balanced independent, you know, 50-50 of the partisan voters, if they support what those people do not believe in, they lose the election. And we lose a Republican seat. We gain a Democrat seat. We lose our Constitution. You see, it's a catch-22. In those districts, and a lot of those districts are in the swing states, we unfortunately need to support conservative politicians, even if they don't always support what we believe in, because it's more important to lock in the Congress so that when the vote comes up, when those critical votes come up, they can be properly debated and we can win that battle. It's a tough situation. I mean, it really is tough. Look at business, for instance. You know, everybody says, oh, Facebook is terrible. Zuckerberg is terrible. Yet Mark Zuckerberg was the first person to come out and say that he didn't want to censor any of the political comments. What happened? What happened to that? When did he turn? Well, he turned because all the support, you know, Facebook is free. We don't pay for Facebook. We have no rights to say anything about it other than to leave because it's free. But it's not free to run Facebook. It costs tens and hundreds of millions of dollars to run that company. You know, Auntie Anne's, you know, Hoboken Threads doesn't have the kind of money to buy that kind of advertising that's going to pay Zuckerberg to keep Facebook running. But Coca-Cola does, Pepsi, and the big pharmaceutical companies. Well, what happened? The big pharmaceutical companies and Coca-Cola and all the others were hit by the miserable far left who have the bigger mouth, who went and said, we're not buying your stuff if you keep advertising on Facebook until Facebook stops promoting Donald Trump. And reality. Well, what are you going to do, folks? Going to shut down a $100 billion company? Because a bunch of far left-wing liberals are going to stop using your service and buying the products of the companies. All your advertising will be gone. All your revenue will be gone. It's a double-edged sword and a catch-22. Now, no one wanted to pay for Facebook. But if we were all paying a monthly fee for Facebook, we'd have a say in how they run their operation. We'd be able to say, we're not going to pay you anymore. You can go screw. But we can't because it's free. Now, people are leaving and there's less advertising revenue. But it's not the same. And that's what happens with these politicians. You know, there are some great Democrats that have come along the way, had some great ideas to help humanity, help people without compromising the Constitution, without turning the United States into a socialist nation. And they won their elections because they were in Democratic districts. And then they turned. They became far left-wing, deep state radicals. What happened? You know, Democrats are very evil. Democrats are the most evil party that's ever been part of the United States political system. Let's start with the Republicans. You want to run for an office, for a Republican office, so you're not going to win. Your odds of winning are slim to nothing if you don't have the money to back yourself, if you don't have the willingness to abide by the rules of the Republican Party. But that doesn't mean you don't have a chance. If you can gain some support, raise some money, find some friends, prove yourself, the party will support you. You can't win an election in general without the support of your party. It's been done, but it's very tough. Usually what will happen will be that you start on a run, you make some friends, the party puts somebody else up. Midstream, the party realizes, hey, this guy's got more friends than them than their guy. So then they support you. Not so with the Democrats. See, the Democrats pick who they're going to have run. They will, you can go and talk to them and they'll laugh at you. They'll give you, oh yeah, here's a great lesson on how to do it. But they pick who they want. They pick them based on how evil they are, how easily manipulated they are, how greedy they are. And if you want to run and you've got a name, let's say you've got a big name and you're a Democrat, so they'll let you run. Then they'll find everything about you that's any kind of little bit of dirt. You know, the fact that you, cut school for 21 days in high school one year. The fact that you you slapped a little girl in the playground when you were 12 years old. They'll find anything to slam across the media to make you look like the miserable bastard they think you are. Then they'll shoehorn in their greedy person that they want to run, the person that they can manipulate and control. They're evil. They use Bernie Sanders for that purpose. They used Biden, Joe Biden, just so they can have the first female president, because they know that Biden's going to either leave or get sick or die or something while he's in office. And even if he doesn't, at least it's the first female vice president and Biden's strings they could pull. But if you don't support that, you don't stand a chance. And there's a lot to support now. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have been one of the most strong supporters for equal rights among all people. Even crafted an equal rights amendment that never made it through to Congress, because not only did the women not want it and the gays didn't want it, but the Democrats don't want it. They don't want people to be equal. They want people to be split. They want to be able to control people. They want to have people that they can say, oh, we'll do good for you. Oh, we'll do good for you. But they have to be a segregated part of the population to do that. They win elections by the segregated population. Now, unless if you're in any of those districts or those swing states where you've got a lot of these, I don't even know what to call them, demented, evil Democrats. I mean, I don't even have words for it. And you're a Republican. You've got to walk a very fine line, because here's what the Democrats want. They want the blacks to have their own little community. They want the gays to be pushed aside in their own community, fighting everyone else, thinking that everybody hates them. They want men to hate women, and the way they do that is by forcing women into positions. They want white people to hate blacks, so they force black people in, even when they're not black. And at Republicans, how do you deal with that? How do you appease that? How do you win an election when at least half your population, maybe more, like if you're in Philadelphia, you don't stand a chance, yet there are a few Republicans in there. How do you work that? How do you work that without becoming what you would call a rhino? Because you still have to appease certain aspects of this other population. Look at what the Democrats are doing, and think of the conservative side. You know, they praise Joe Biden for having an all-female PR staff. What the hell is the praise about that? Put good people in.
If that good person's a woman, great. I don't care if it's a woman. Don't tell me that. I really don't give a rat's backside. If it's a woman, if it's a black or a gay, I don't care. If you have to say there's a woman, great, we broke the glass ceiling. Great, now there's a woman. Great. Look, we got this black person in. Oh, we got a half black vice president. If you have to tell me that, you're a friggin' racist. I'm not the racist, you're the racist. Because I don't care if they're black, white, or gay. How do you deal with this? How does a conservative person deal with this? So when these elections come up, when you start looking at the track record, you've got to be very cautious. There are a few true rhinos. There are a lot of true rhinos. Mitt Romney should be fired and kicked out. He should be impeached. You know, there are some rhinos that need to be thrown out. And there are cowards. There are people who are afraid they will lose their money. They will lose their position if they don't go with or, you know, support those things that are going to get them elected or not elected or in a particular position. How do you deal with it? You have a choice. You have a choice of a far left liberal Democrat, constitution hating Democrat, or a rhino. Because if you're a true conservative, you can't get elected. So you need to look at the full track record and get rid of the ones who truly hate our republic, who truly hate our constitution, our gun rights, our religion. But you got to support the ones that at least support those key issues. I mean, we have a lot going on right now. You know, I am one of the biggest fans of Donald Trump, and I never really liked him as a person. I know him personally, for those who don't know. I worked with him for a number of years. Interviewed him for a book that a good friend of mine wrote. But there truly are a lot of people in this nation that hate Donald Trump. They despise him, whether it's the media that's done it, their party that's done it, or something put in the drinking water. I don't know. But those people hate Donald Trump so much that if you support Donald Trump, you become the enemy. And that's where we're sitting now. There's a lot of people that support Trump and think that all the politicians should support him. But we can't afford to lose all of our Republicans and conservatives with this double-edged sword. We have to pray a lot because right now we're in a serious situation where, you know, we need to keep as many of the, you know, Republicans in as we can, because there's not a single Democrat that's worth a darn. We need to convince them to stay strong and to support the president and more important, the philosophy. You see, When I ran for the delegate in 2016 to the convention in support of Donald Trump, and I met Donald Trump in Valley Forge, or in Harrisburg, rather, I looked at him and I said, look, I said, I need to know that I can support you. And the only way I can support you is if you can, you know, tell me a few things. The big thing is, can you destroy the political party, the deep state? Can you bring it out and destroy both parties? Bring out the evil. He said, well, that's what I plan to do. I said, great. And can you win? That was my two questions. He's done both. But we as voters, we as citizens of the United States, we need to stand together
One of the problems we're having is no matter what happens, and I'm praying again, and we should all stay, you know, stay engaged, support, you know, send letters to our members of Congress, do whatever we have to do to get this election overturned, because it's so fraught with just cheating. I mean, I don't even know what to call it. It's so evil. I mean, what they've done is so evil. It's so fraudulent. But we need to support the future of America as well. A Donald Trump is a Donald Trump. You know, you can have a great quarterback in a football game. As soon as that quarterback breaks his leg, you're pretty much screwed. Donald Trump's not like that, and he never expected to be that quarterback. Donald Trump expected to turn the nation and get people riled up, which he's done. We've got 80 million people riled up. But they all support Donald Trump. We need to support the America First. We need to support America First candidates for congressional offices. We need to support America First candidates for state offices. It's America First we need to support, because Donald Trump won't be around forever. And if he can't win this thing, he might not be around for 4 years. Maybe he'll come back in 2024. But for 4 years, we need to stand tall and proud, and we need to be the ones supporting. We need to be Donald Trump for 4 years. All of us. And the word needs to get out. We need to stomp all over the efforts to convert the United States of America into the United States of the world, with a world government run by the United Nations and the Chinese government. We need to be Donald Trump, even if Donald Trump manages to somehow overturn the election. We need to be his right-hand person, his right-hand people. We need to support the people that we call rhinos. We need to encourage them to stand tall and proud. You know, there were a few senators that stood up and said, look, you've got your choice. Stand up, be honest, acknowledge the fraudulent election and acknowledge the fraud that was going on, and be willing to lose your job and your career over it. Because that's what's important in life. That's what is important in America. That's what makes a politician like 9th Congressional District, Pennsylvania, Dan Muser, one of the best politicians we've seen in the United States of America. Because he'll stand up and stand tall and stand proud and take the consequences, because he knows what's right for America. There are a few politicians that will do that. We had a whole group in Pennsylvania. Dave Millard is one of our state representatives in my district. Gordner and a few others that stood up and supported the election fraud, acknowledged it, and supported Donald Trump. I don't see that anywhere else in the rest of the country. I mean, we have a great team out here. We need to make that team. We create that team by calling our congressmen, by calling our senators, by calling our state representatives, by calling them out when they do something stupid and boneheaded. We need to be the politician, folks. They work for us. We don't work, you know, they're supposed to be working for us. They're supposed to be our representatives, not the mouthpiece for some socio-political organization like Black Lives Matter. So we need to support that. We need to take what we are calling rhinos, and anyone that acts like that because they're concerned about getting reelected, they shouldn't be reelected, but if there's no one else running, then we need to teach them a lesson. We need to say, look, you know, you represent us. They need to hear more from us than from the left. And the left speaks loudly. The left has that support. They've got the money behind them. They've got the backing of the corporations. They've got the backing of the Federal Reserve. They've got the backing of the international organizations like the World Health Organization, NATO. They got all the backing. They got the big names. They got the big industry. They got Hollywood. But you know what? We've proven, even this year, we've proven that only half of them swing that way. The other half support Trump, support America First. We need to support ourselves. We need to stand up. We need to have the loudest mouth, as loud as they have a loud mouth. We need to be equally loud. And one of the problems is that They cheat.
You know, and a good God-fearing, you know, conservative won't cheat.
Because you know what? If we have to cheat to win,
God sees that. You know, all these Democrats have cheated. I don't want to be where they're going when they pass on, because it ain't the place I want to be. I'd rather lose and try to win legally. Try to turn some heads legally than piss off God.
And that's where we shine, but it's also our weakness. You know, being believers in the Lord,
knowing that we have a higher authority to answer to,
it's a tough situation to be in.
But we can do it because we have the power of God behind us. We have to keep that in mind, and we have to use every talent and every bit of our strength to back that America first, that God first, that nation first, to back the Constitution first. We need to be the ones to make that happen. We need to do it before we lose this nation. So in closing this evening, and again, for those who came in late, we're working on a debunking things that, you know, the left and that the right shouldn't say, that the left says and the right says, things that we say. We are held to a higher authority, not just because of our belief in God, but because of the fact that we've been the ones ridiculed by the masses in Hollywood, in business and industry. Whatever we put forth on the internet with to our friends and the media, we need to make sure that what we say is right. We need to make sure that what we say is accurate. Because if we're caught in a lie, we're caught sending out information that's bad, that's going to reduce our credibility. And right now, the credibility is the only thing we have going for us. So in future podcasts, probably starting next week, unless, you know, in this day and age, between the holidays coming up and the election issues, anything could change at a moment's notice. That's why my podcast topics are last minute. They come the night of the podcast, because I don't know what's happening that should be on that podcast rather than what I had planned. But right now I'm planning on doing some of that debunking, bringing forth some of the internet stories, some of the false facts that are out there, some of the true facts that should be presented and how they should be presented so that we look respectable and responsible. That'll be in the upcoming episodes. And folks, it looks like we're just about out of time here. So I'm going to say thank you so much for those who came on board tonight, listen to this podcast, listen to my rant. Very important, though, because we don't want to lose our nation. And I praise all of you for, you know, taking the time to out of your schedule to listen. I'll say good night and God bless. And thank you, God, for giving us this great time together to discuss the issues and the topics. And we will support your mission. We will support your edicts and your word. And that's what we're here for. Folks, have a great evening. Thanks again for joining. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Right, everybody.